In episode 103 of the Guitar Music Theory podcast, we find out if you can hear the difference between a single coil and humbucker pickup. Greetings, guitar engineers. Welcome to the Guitar Music Theory podcast. I am your host, Desi Cerna. And today we're going to have a little bit of fun. I'm going to play some sound samples using a guitar with humbucking pickups and a guitar with single coils. And we're going to see if you can hear the difference in their sounds. There are some guitarists that swear by the tone of single coil pickups and others that swear by the tone of humbuckers. And there are many guitarists like me that like to play a variety of music, and so I like to have guitars with both single coils and guitars with humbuckers on hand. We'll see which you prefer in this podcast and whether or not you can even tell the difference. Now, I pulled the audio from a video that I posted to YouTube, so if you would like to watch this video, just go over to YouTube and search my name, Desi Cerna, D-E-S-I-S-E-R-N-A, plus the keywords single coil, humbucker, pickups, and you should find that video. If you're not already subscribed to my YouTube channel, be sure to subscribe, click the notification bell, and you'll receive alerts when new videos are added. Now, perhaps today's podcast episode is just the sort of thing you need to be focusing on right now, or maybe your guitar playing needs help in other areas. If you need help determining what you should specifically be working on right now in order to get your guitar skills together, go to my website, guitarmusictheory.com. Answer the questions I ask you about your playing, and I'll send you free custom video instruction calibrated to your current level. I'll show you specifically what you need to be doing right now in order to get your guitar skills together so you can progress, move forward, and reach your music goals. Enroll in your free video course now at guitarmusictheory.com. You can click on the link in the podcast show notes. I'm Desi Cerna, and in this video, I want to find out if you can hear the difference between single coil pickups and humbucking pickups. I'm going to play through some different examples, played in the style of familiar songs, and I want to see if you can hear the difference. I'm playing through my Kemper profiling amplifier, and I'm going to use a few different amp models. And before I say anything else, let's dive in and hear the first examples. All right, could you tell the difference in those two examples? Which guitar was number one and which guitar was number two? If you guessed that guitar number one was this guitar with single coils, you are correct, and guitar number two was this guitar with humbuckers. Now, if you don't understand the difference between the two different types of pickups, we have the skinny single coil pickups that are featured on guitars such as Telecasters and Stratocasters. And then we have the thicker humbucking pickups, which are featured on guitars like Paul Reed Smiths and Les Pauls and 335s. And humbucking pickups are actually two single coils wired together. Here on this guitar, they are underneath these chrome covers. Now, single coil pickups are susceptible to electronic interference that produces a 60-cycle hum. And the humbuckers were actually created to cancel that hum, hence the name humbuckers. But some people prefer the sound of single coils over humbuckers. Generally speaking, a single coil is going to have less output. It's going to be a thinner sound. It's going to be brighter, and it's going to have more clarity. Whereas humbuckers are going to be higher output, a thicker sound with more depth, and they typically take gain better. Now I'm using a Fender Squier Classic Vibe 50s Telecaster, although it's been upgraded. All of the hardware has been upgraded, as well as the electronics and the wiring. And the pickups in here are going to sound more like an American-made Telecaster, and their voice to sound more vintage. And this guitar here is a Paul Reed Smith McCarty 594, although I have Seymour Duncan 59 humbucker pickups in it. And I find the 59s to be a little lower output with a little bit more brightness and clarity than most humbuckers. And again, I'm playing through my Kemper profiling amplifier, and the amp model that you just heard was a vintage Marshall Plexi Super Lead. All right, here's our next example. All right, in that example, I was using the same amp model, but I added some Tube Screamer-like overdrive effect to create a Stevie Ray Vaughan overdriven blues sound. So which guitar was guitar one, and which guitar was guitar two? If you guessed that the humbucker guitar was guitar one, and the single coil guitar was guitar two, you are correct. So notice how the humbucker guitar is thicker, there's a little bit more output, it's a little bit more saturated with overdrive, and the single coil guitar should have more clarity, be a little bit brighter, lesser output, and it should sound less saturated. So that example was played in the style of Stevie Ray Vaughan, and he was famous for using guitars that featured single coil pickups, although he didn't normally play a Telecaster, he typically played a Stratocaster. All right, let's try something with even more gain. Let's hear if you can tell the difference. All right, so which guitar was guitar one in this example, and which guitar was guitar two? If you guessed that guitar one is the guitar with the humbuckers, you are correct, and guitar two was the guitar with the single coils. Now, this example was played in the style of Guns N' Roses, and Slash from Guns N' Roses almost always played a guitar with humbuckers, specifically a Gibson Les Paul, which is what this guitar is similar to. And typically, humbucker guitars will take higher amounts of gain better because they will reduce noise, they have more output, and they create a more saturated sound when you add the overdrive and distortion. So, although this is not a hard and fast rule, typically if a guitar player uses a lot of distortion, they're going to play a guitar with humbuckers. And if guitar players want to have cleaner tones or want to have a more moderate amount of overdrive, they often play guitars with single coils. All right, here's another example. All All right, so I'm still in the neck pickup with these examples, and I'm using a fair amount of drive. And I actually backed off the tone knobs on each guitar to play here in the style of Gary Moore. Can you still tell which guitar is single coils and which is humbuckers? If you guessed that guitar one was the single coils and guitar two was the humbuckers, you are correct. Now, to my ears, this example sounds good on both guitars, but it sounds a little fuller and a little more appropriate using the humbuckers because that is what guitarist Gary Moore used. All right, let's try some examples played using the bridge position pickups. Alright, so in this example, played in the style of Joe Walsh, which guitar was guitar one and which guitar was guitar two? If you guessed that guitar one was the single coils, you are correct, and guitar two was the humbuckers. I don't know what type of guitar Joe Walsh used to record the song Life's Been Good, but to my ears, it sounds like single coil pickups. The humbuckers sounded a little too thick for the riff, whereas the single coils sounded twangier, which is what I think I'm hearing in the actual song. All right, let's keep going. Still on the bridge pickups, here's another example. All right, notice that I'm back to my Marshall amp profile, using a moderate amount of gain here, playing in the style of the Scorpions. So which guitar was guitar one and which guitar was guitar two? If you guessed that guitar one is the one with humbuckers, you are correct, and guitar two had the single coils. Now, as I mentioned earlier, humbuckers generally take drive better, so when you're listening to music that has a lot of drive on it, it's often humbuckers. And that is what I believe was used to record this song, Rock You Like a Hurricane, by the Scorpions. To me, the humbuckers just sound smoother, whereas the single coils are a little too bright and just lacking some depth. Let's try an example using the same Marshall profile, playing some lead guitar. Thank you. All right, in this example, I'm playing a little bit of the guitar solo from All Right Now by Free. So which guitar was one and which guitar was two? If you guessed that guitar one is the single coil guitar and guitar two is the humbucker guitar, you are correct. And what you should have noticed is that with the humbucker guitar, the sound was a bit more saturated and fuller, and there was more sustain. And there's no doubt that that song was recorded using a guitar with humbuckers. All right, I'm going to switch back to my Fender Tweed amp model, and I'm going to play another lead example. All right, that was a portion of the solo to Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. Which guitar was one and which guitar was two? If you guessed that guitar one was the humbuckers and guitar two was the single coils, you were correct. Now, in the original Stairway recording, Jimmy Page used a Telecaster with single coils for the guitar solo. But live, he played the solo on his double neck Gibson SG, which featured humbuckers. Okay, so we've done some examples played on the neck position pickups and some examples played on the bridge position pickups. Let's do an example played in between with both pickups on. All right, that was some more Led Zeppelin for you. That's a little bit of the riff from Trampled Underfoot. Which guitar was one and which guitar was two? If you guessed that guitar one was the single coils and guitar two was the humbucker, you are correct. Now, Jimmy Page often would play in this in-between position with both the bridge and the neck pickups on, and I've never been quite sure if he'd used a Telecaster or a Les Paul-style guitar. Probably the Tele, because it's definitely twangier and there's a little bit more clarity when you're in that position. And you should hear what I mean in this final example. Now, for this example, I'm playing through a profile of a vintage Fender amp, and it's set cleanly, and I've added some slapback delay to give it a rockabilly flavor. All right, so in that final example, I played in the style of My Best Friend's Girl by the Cars. Which guitar was one and which guitar was two? If you guessed that the humbucker guitar was guitar one and the single coil guitar was guitar two, you are correct. And the original recording of this song was recorded using a Telecaster guitar with single coil pickups in the middle position. The Telecaster in the middle position is twangier and has more clarity, and it's part of what created the distinct sound of that signature Cars lick. All right, so if you ever wondered what's the difference between single coils and humbuckers, hopefully this adds a little bit more clarity to the subject. Generally speaking, single coil guitars have less output, less depth, and they are brighter. And guitars with humbuckers have more output, more depth, and a fuller sound with more sustain. When guitarists like to use a lot of drive on their signal, they usually will use humbuckers just because they have the noise cancellation, and it also produces more output and creates a more saturated sound with more sustain, which is typically what guitarists who are using a lot of overdrive are going for. When guitarists want to have more clarity or more twang, they would opt for a guitar with single coils. Now, this isn't a rule that you have to follow. Guitarists will typically experiment using single coils and humbuckers and different types of amps and different amounts of drive to find a sound that inspires them. If you're like me and you like to play a variety of popular music, then you probably want to have at least one guitar with single coils and one guitar with humbuckers. If I'm going to play music by Stevie Ray Vaughan or country music or something where I need a lot of clarity and twang, then I'm going to reach for a single coil guitar like a Telecaster or a Stratocaster. But if I want a thick, chunky rock sound that's more saturated and has more sustain, I'm going to play guitar with humbuckers. All right, podcast episode 103 is a wrap. Hopefully now you can hear the difference between single coil and humbucking pickups, and you know why many guitar players will have guitars with both types of pickups in their collection. If you have any questions or comments about this subject, the best place to post them is in the comments section on the YouTube video. If we can get a good discussion happening there, then that'll be a great resource for people who view that video in the future. So head over to YouTube, post your questions, and I'll reply. Or just tell me which sound samples were your favorites and whether or not you're a person that prefers single coils or humbuckers. I look forward to seeing what your preferences are. Also, don't forget, you can go to my website, guitarmusictheory.com, answer the questions I ask you about your playing, and I'll send you free custom video instruction calibrated to your current level. I'll show you what you should specifically be doing right now in order to get your guitar skills together so you can move forward and reach your music goals. Enroll in your free video course now at guitarmusictheory.com. You can click on the link in the podcast show notes. All right, guitar engineers, thanks for listening. I'm Desi Cerna. Before you go, be sure to subscribe to this podcast, give it a 5-star rating, and leave me a great review. Then keep playing and stay tuned for more.